This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead, the WHL is headed to Whitehorse, Yukon next September for the WHL's Yukon Showcase. Gavin McKenna, he'll be the star attraction in his hometown. More on that in a moment. Well, Canada captured the Four Nations Face-Off Tournament this past week, thanks to some help from WHL alumni. And we'll hear from some coaches around the league on the win and how the game was played. That's coming up. And a veteran WHL goaltender has been named the WHL Goaltender of the Week. Daniel Hauser, after a pair of shutouts, the Calgary Hitmen trade deadline acquisition, will wrap up the show. First up. Hey, what a week for Gavin McKenna. He again has been named the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. One of his assists this past weekend went viral online, and he's set to play in a couple of, quote, home games next September in Whitehorse at the WHL Yukon Showcase. Will Bryant has more from Medicine Hat.
Player of the Week in the Western Hockey League. Gav, you had a play go viral on Spittin' Chicklets kind of all over the place. Let's talk about the weekend as a whole. The club picks up four of a possible 6 points. You avenge the Friday night loss to Edmonton in Edmonton with a 5-3 victory. You put up 3 points in that win. Just talk about this weekend for the club.
Yeah, it was a huge weekend. I thought we should have had the game on Friday, but we let it get away from us, and it was a huge bounce back for us on Saturday. So for us to also go into Edmonton after two games in 2 days and, you know, bus 5 hours, that was pretty special for us to come out with a win there. I thought Edmonton, I think they thought they were going to have an easy game, but I think we showed them, and it was huge for the guys to kill that penalty off for me at the end there. It was pretty special.
And, I mean, this is a team that talks about, you know, a family mentality, and also with that, it makes you guys closer, and it's going to be great for playoff hockey. Playoff hockey sees you guys play teams, you know, night in, night out, essentially. So how does that translate from this weekend where you guys dropped one Friday to Edmonton, and then 2 days later compartmentalize and go in there and handle business?
Yeah, it's huge for us to kind of just move past whether we win or lose. Just make sure we're, you know, doing the right things the next day. You know, playoffs are, you don't have many games, so you got to make sure you're making the most out of each one. And I think with the family we got in there, we're going to have a great run, and we're pumped.
Feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the play on Saturday, that no look behind the back assist onto the stick of Marty. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it kind of pop up everywhere online, but I mean, walk me through that play, because that was special.
Yeah, Marty gave me a good breakout pass there down the middle. I was on a one-on-one, thought maybe I could beat him, but the D was pretty good position there, so I just kind of toe-dragged him, spun around, and then I saw their other D coming at me, so kind of head faked him, and then when I was looking the other way, I saw Marty skating down, so knew he'd be in the right place, and just kind of spun around, and lucky to have him there. He's a pretty good goal scorer, so yeah. Lucky to have him put it in the net.
Do you ever expect things like that to go as viral as they do? And when they do, is it kind of cool?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You never think that, you know, a play like that's gonna, you know, blow up like that, but yeah. It's pretty cool.
Talking with Medicine Hat Tigers forward Gavin McKenna. Speak to Hunter St. Martin, just reached the 200 game played mark in his Western Hockey League career. I know he's been a huge asset to you throughout your time here in Medicine Hat. Just sort of speak to the play of Marty.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable player. He works so hard, and he's a fast player, so I think he really suits me and Oasis well. We took a little break from each other. He's on the other line there for a little while, and when he came back, it was like, you know, we'd been together the whole year. So I think we just have a connection where we know where each other are going to be, and we're pretty tight off the ice, so I think that helps, just, you know, building chemistry, and it's huge.
Talking with Medicine Hat Tigers forward Gavin McKenna. Really exciting news announced in the Western Hockey League earlier this week that the Medicine Hat Tigers will be going to your hometown in Whitehorse for some preseason action next season. So how exciting is that for you to be able to go to your hometown, a place that doesn't see a lot of big-time hockey, and be able to put on a showcase for your friends and family?
Yeah, I'm pumped. They don't get to see me very much up in Whitehorse play live, so for them to be able to watch me, I'm super pumped. You know, I always want to give back to my community. They've done so much for me, so for them to have the chance to watch me and the boys, and, you know, show them around, we're all excited.
I know you love your community. It was evident at the World Juniors. You were wearing that. Was it your grandma that made that cloak or shawl, yeah, whatever it was? And what has the community of Whitehorse meant to you?
Yeah, they've been huge. The support I get there, it's like none other. They I'm always getting texts. My parents are always getting texts. You know, wherever I go, I got people coming up to me. So I want to give back to them as much as I can. Whenever I'm up there, I want to make sure that they know I appreciate them and what they do for me. So they mean everything to me.
What about Whitehorse maybe goes under the radar? Would people not expect about the city that maybe you're excited to show off while this team's there next September?
Yeah, I think people don't really... I think just the sights you'll see there are pretty breathtaking, and it's pretty flat here, so not a whole lot of views. So I think when we go back there, the boys will be pumped to see what it's like, and maybe show them around, show them how to fish maybe, and we'll just see how it goes.
Ice fishing or like fishing by the river, or what did you like doing?
I fly fish a little bit, but my uncle's got a boat, so we'll go out on the lake and fish for some trout and whatnot.
Talking now about the play on the ice, talking with Tigers forward Gavin McKenna, 35 game point streak's pretty impressive. And I know you say I don't want to talk about it, because when you think about it, that's when it might snap. But you tied Connor Bedard and Logan Stankoven for the longest point streak in recent Western Hockey League memory. What does that mean, and to be sort of in a conversation with guys like Bedard and Stankoven? Not that that's something you're disfamiliar with.
Yeah, it's cool for sure. Those guys had unbelievable careers in the Western League, and they're going to go on and have some great careers in the NHL. So to be a part of that conversation, it's pretty cool. Without the team, couldn't have been possible. So I got to thank the boys. They always helping me out there, and our team's had success lately, so that obviously rubs off on me.
As we prepare for playoff hockey, how excited are you to get postseason hockey here back inside Co-op Place? Obviously, last year was not the result this team wanted, but with the group you guys have and the championship aspirations that come alongside it, how excited are you personally for the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I know when the weather starts to get nicer here, the fans start to come out, and they get pretty rowdy, so we're all pumped. Playoffs is, you work your whole season for the playoffs, and our whole goal has been to win a championship, so we want to make sure we're ready, and as guys are getting healthier, it's more exciting, so we're pumped.
Well, looking forward to seeing you guys gear up. Thanks for the time, Gav.
Yeah, thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Canada remains on the top of the international hockey world.
McCarr sends it around. Marner waiting. Connor McDavid scores! Connor McDavid for Canada!
A thrilling win over the plucky Americans in the Four Nations face-off in Montreal and then Boston. 9 WHL alumni helping Canada win. 2024 Stanley Cup champion Sam Reinhardt, who was a former member of the Kootenai Ice, closed the tournament with a team-leading 4 assists. Former Moose Jaw Warrior Braden Point picked up a goal and an assist at the Best on Best tournament. Mark Stone, a former branded Weed King captain, tallied once at the tournament to cap off a recent run of tremendous success. 22-year-old Seth Jarvis, formerly of the Portland Winterhawks, Tampa Bay Lightning forward Brandon Hagel, who played with the Red Deer Rebels, longtime Calgary Hitmen defenseman Travis Sanheim, Shea Theodore of Seattle Thunderbirds alum. Josh Morrissey split his WHL career between the Prince Albert Raiders and Kelowna Rockets, where he won a WHL title with Kelowna in 2014. And former Portland Winterhawk goaltender Aiden Hill, now a 28-year-old with the Vegas Golden Knights. All 9 played a role in the Four Nations face-off victory. WHL This Week spoke to 3 coaches who have all been behind a Canadian bench, either at the junior or professional level, starting with Bill Peters of the Lethbridge Hurricanes.
I know you've coached Canada on 6 different occasions on the world stage, so when Connor McDavid scored that goal, that must have been pretty thrilling at the Peters household too.
Yeah, it really was. It's always good when you see such high-end hockey and you see guys get rewarded for the amount of work that they put in. So, you allude, the 6 times that I was fortunate to represent our country. One was with Connor. He scored the game-winning goal in the gold medal game against Finland in 2016, and then we added an empty netter to seal a 2-0 victory. So he's a guy who just comes through. He's a fantastic player, as we all know, and good to see it Hockey Canada get rewarded for their work.
And as a coach, you're watching how Canada's playing that game likely, and you're seeing that's winning hockey, and it's so tough to maybe translate that to the junior level, but there's probably a lot of, clips you can pull and say, this is how Canada plays, this is how we win.
Well, we talk about the Canadian way lots, and You know, there's a fine line between the two teams in North America, right? Like, you look at the Four Nations tournament, you look at those four nations that are involved, and then the Czechs won the most recent world championship, and then you've got the Russians who aren't in there. So now you got six teams that legitimately are going to be a threat for every tournament. So we got to understand that as hockey fans and as Canadians. So the Canadian way is special. We're fortunate. We got special players throughout our country. And when they all get together and dig in and play the right way, then you see what the result is. Now, in saying that, there's not a lot of mistakes made, right? There's a lot of second guessing, and why is this guy on the team, and why is Dewey on the team? Well, Dewey's on the team because he defends and has a great stick, and he takes hits to make plays, and you win hockey games with Dewey. He's won world, he's won everything. He's won Stanley Cups. He's won Olympic gold medals. It's not by accident, right? And same thing with Sid. So, you know, we're lucky to have these guys leading the way by example, and like you said, on every shift there's a teaching clip.
And the Canadian bench, too. Like, you've coached with these guys, like John Cooper and Peter DeBoer. It's not only a world-class, you know, team on the ice, but it's a world-class coaching staff here, too, that kind of get it for sure.
Oh, brilliant minds behind the bench, for sure. They did a fantastic job, the management group, the coaching staff, the players, and what has to go into it. You know, it's a two-week thing, but it comes at you hard and it comes at you fast, and there's highs and there's lows, and you got to navigate those, and I thought they did a fantastic job.
Medicine Hat Tigers head coach and GM Willie Desjardins.
So Willie, let's go back to Canada, USA. You know, it was a big moment, and you know, I know you've coached internationally for Canada on four separate occasions, and probably all relished the opportunity to represent the Maple Leaf. But how big of a win was that back the other night?
Yeah, it was pretty special. You know, there's a lot on the line. It's been a while since you know, the two countries have faced off with their best. You know, and it was a great game. I loved, you know, the 3-1 game was. It was kind of like it was, you know, the gauntlet was thrown down. It was like, okay, here we go. Like, we're all in on this. And so that brought both sides. And, you know, and I think, you know, the second game was a great game. It was well played throughout. You know, the U.S. could have won it. You know, Canada found a way. And, you know, we have a lot of resiliency and a lot of good players in our country.
You know, you watch how that game was played and, you know, how every shift was important, how the middle of the ice was defended. And, you know, that's winning hockey. Like, that's championship hockey. And, you know, I think all WHL coaches would love to see their guys, you know, be in the right side of pucks and all of that when the chips are on the table.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of room out there. Like, you had, you know, there are some really, really talented players, and you just didn't notice them because of how well the, you know, the defense was set up, how much structure there was in the game, and mainly how hard everyone worked. So it was a great game to watch, and you know, it was exciting for everyone.
Kamloops Blazers head coach GM Sean Clouston last represented Canada as an assistant coach at the 2024 World Junior Hockey Championships.
Yeah, I think it's some great hockey. It's playoff hockey, and then some best on best guys competing, especially without the puck. I mean, John Cooper talking about, you know, playing the Canadian way, and what does that mean to him? And it's, you know, mostly playing away from the puck, checking, and you had the best players in the world that are just used to playing, you know, a lot of them used to play a ton of offense, and then there wasn't a lot of offense because both teams were playing so hard. I'm a little bit young for the Canada Russia series. I think that was 72, but, you know, definitely remember, you know, Canada Cups and, you know, Olympics and just a lot of international play. So it's exciting. It's always exciting. You know, you when players get an opportunity to do that, it brings out their best. You know, we've had some players, you know, wear the Canadian jersey. Exciting for them to be a part of that, and a proud hockey nation, and another proud moment.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
WHL veteran goaltender Daniel Hauser is starting to leave his mark with the Calgary Hitmen. After three starts and two shutouts, he's the WHL Goaltender of the Week. Daniel, thanks for making time for us here on the show this week.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, are we cool with the S word? Where are you on the superstition thing here, okay?
Yeah, we're all good.
No okay, worries. All right. Well, then we can talk about it here. I don't like saying it when I'm calling games, but we'll talk about your week. That was two shutouts to go 3-0, a 969 save percentage, and some big wins for Calgary. Obviously, you look at those numbers. You feeling it pretty good, I would say, there this past week with the Hitmen.
Yeah. It's you know, like you said, you know, it's pretty. It was a good week for us. you know, on the road, kind of in the middle of, or I guess on the tail end of a longer road trip. So, yeah, it was a good, awesome week for our team, and you know, everyone was working hard, and sure looks like we're trending in the right direction. So it was awesome.
You were a sought after guy, I think, at the deadline. You know, being a 20-year-old goaltender who has played in a WHL championship series. You've gone to Calgary there, 16 games, 2.09 goals against, .918 save percentage, but more importantly, 13-3. It seems like your arrival, as long with a couple other players there with Calgary, has seemingly bolstered that roster, and you guys looked armed and ready to go here down the stretch.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's amazing what, you know, the management, the coaches, have, built here in Calgary and kind of done here in Calgary. You know I'm super grateful to be a part of it. Kind of ever since I've been here, I've, you know, don't have enough good things to say about, you know, the team, the guys, the coaches, the management. So, yeah, I mean, we're, you know, we're excited about, the group we have and, you know, hopefully we can, finish the season off strong and, you know, lead into playoffs here.
The trade sent you home initially, right? Basically with the deal from Wenatchee to Calgary. You're from Chestermere. I don't know if that played into it, but the fact that, you know, I think you can go back and live at home, that must really help the transition from Wenatchee to the Hitmen.
Yeah. It was pretty exciting for sure. I know, you know, I think my mom was the most excited about it all out of everyone. So, yeah, I mean, to come to Calgary, to kind of finish off my last year in the league and, you know, to be part of such an amazing team and such an amazing organization, and then to be at home to top it all off is amazing.
How is your mom at games? Is she a typical goalie mom? Can she watch? Take me through that.
I know she gets pretty nervous, but I think, you know, after years of doing it, I think she's gotten a little better. So, no, it's been awesome for my parents to be able to, you know, come and watch a whole bunch of games. And it's been awesome for myself and my family.
You know, I remember you breaking in with Winnipeg and you were sort of the backup. But then all of a sudden you put together this streak where you were unbeaten in a long stretch to start your WHL career. It led to a transition with a team there in Winnipeg that was a really good squad. You played in that league final back in 2024. How often do you think about, you know, that series with Seattle and, you know, maybe a save or two here or there and maybe you guys are, come out on top of that one?
Yeah. I mean, we had a few pretty good years in Winnipeg. You know, we had some great teams. Yeah, got to play in a lot of different situations. You know, super grateful for the opportunities I was given on that team. And yeah, I mean, that final was, you know, probably the most exciting games of hockey I've ever been a part of. So, you know, that's, you know, it's something I look back on and I, you know, learn from that. And, you know, hopefully we end up back there again this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle, right? Like that Central Division was an arms race and you were part of that too, to come home and be part of that with the Hitmen. Did you grow up going to Hitmen games when you were younger?
Yeah, you know, I was always at Hitmen games watching and, you know, spent a few of my birthday parties at some Hitmen games. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. So you're one of those group of kids that were yelling and screaming all game long when you were a kid then.
That's right. Yeah. I got to admit it. Yeah.
Well, that's great that you're now part of the Hitmen here. What's it going to take to be that first seed in the East? It looks like, you know, we don't want to count out Lethbridge here, but you're in this battle with Medicine Hat. You play each other actually in the final game of the regular season, and that could be a really big one. We'll see what shakes it down here. But in the next month or so, Daniel, what will it take to get that number one seed? And is it something the Hitmen are talking about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, that's our goal. You know, like you said, there's, you know, a lot of good teams, you know, in this conference and especially in our central division here. So, you know, it's always a challenge every night, you know, but I know I think the guys here in Calgary, you know, we're not getting too ahead of ourselves. You know, we're taking it day by day and, you know, doing everything we can to, you know, grow and get better as a team. And I think if we do that, then, you know, the rest should hopefully come.
What's it like to play in front of that blue line? Like, I look at defensive groups across the WHL. You got Sawyer Mineo, World Juniors. You have Carter Yakimchuk, NHL first rounder. Axel Hertzig, who represented Sweden at World Juniors. Kalen Parker, who won a WHL title. That's your top four for the most part. Hunter Orr is a really good young player there, too. What's it like to play in front of that group and, you know, have that that stalwart group of six in front of you?
Yeah, it's amazing. Ever since I've been here, you know, those guys go to battle for myself and the team every night. So, having those guys back there is a huge help. They do such a good job, and, you know, they do their jobs every night. And, you know, I just try to do my best to help them out as much as I can and do my job as well.
WHL goaltender of the week, Daniel Hauser, two games ahead this weekend. You look at it, you got Red Deer and Kelowna, two teams that are out of the playoff mix right now. But how do you approach this weekend as a goaltender and as a team?
Yeah, I think just the same as same as every game. I think you every point's a big point, kind of coming down to the last stretch of the regular season here and leading into playoffs. You know, we're treating it like any other game, and you know, we want to take strides kind of leading into playoffs here. And, I think, those two games will be a good test to do that.
Daniel Hauser, great to chat with you for the first time. You've been in the league 5 years and you've been on the show before, but great to chat with you in person. And I want to wish you the best of luck there with Calgary. And we'll be watching across the league a great battle down the stretch. And congratulations on being the goaltender of the week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests and to Will Bryant in Medicine Hat for his help. I'm John Keane. Have a great weekend.